You are listening to Hovel Audio's production of Jaber Crow by Wendell Berry. This book is read by Paul Michael. This book is 363 pages long and is divided into 32 chapters. This recording was produced in 2007 by Hovel Audio, which owns the copyright. No portion of this recording may be reproduced for any reason without prior written consent from Hovel Audio. This edition is issued by contractual arrangement with Counterpoint Press, New York. Originally published by Counterpoint Press in English as Jaber Crow, copyright 2000 by Wendell Berry, all rights reserved. Please visit www.hovelaudio.com and www.christianaudio.com to offer your impressions of this work and to explore additional titles. Part 1. Chapter 1. The Barber in Port William. I never put up a barber pole or a sign, or even gave my shop a name. I didn't have to. The building was already called the Barber Shop. That was its name because that had been its name for nobody knew how long. Port William had little written history. Its history was its living memory of itself, which passed over the years like a moving beam of light. It had a beginning that it had forgotten, and would have an end that it did not yet know. It seemed to have been there forever. After I had been there a while, the shop began to be called Jaber Crow's, or just Jaber's. "Well, I'm going down to Jaber's," people would say, as if it had been clearly marked on some map, though it was so only in their minds. I never had a telephone, so I was not even in the book.